Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. This week I want to talk about the complications occurring after treatment for prostate cancer by either surgery or some form of radiation. Nam and co-workers did a retrospective analysis of over 32,000 men treated between 2002 and 2009. They compared these results to an age-matched population for the same time period in that country. The outcomes they looked at were hospital admissions, the incidence of urological, anal, and rectal procedures, the incidence of secondary cancers, and also the incidence of open surgical treatments. The results may surprise many people. They found an incidence of nearly 22% of the men had some form of hospitalization for one of these outcomes. The incidence of urological complications was clearly higher in the men having surgery, whereas the incidence of anal and rectal procedures was more common in men who had radiation. The findings are important in the following way. We have seen many reports from small series of doctors reporting their outcomes. What we haven't seen is a large population-based outcome assessment, and that is clearly provided by this study. This study adds important information about the expectations patients can have following either of these treatments. However, it is not able to serve as a comparison between the two treatments because the populations were not comparable. In other words, men were older by about, on average, 8 years in those getting radiation. And also they had a higher incidence of comorbid illnesses. So people shouldn't look at this as a way of saying that surgery is a safer treatment because it has a lower incidence of some of the complications. It does provide useful information for a man who's about to consider one of his options to get treated, knowing that these complications are being reported in a broad-based way. Now, clearly, individual doctors for select patient populations may have a different set of complication rates. But since most doctors don't keep their own data, I think that the results here are important to convey to patients who are about to consider their options. Another limitation of this analysis is that in terms of radiation, all forms of radiation were lumped together, whether it was 2D or 3D radiation, whether it was brachytherapy or conformal radiation with IMRT. So it's not possible to be more specific about the complications that might occur for each of those individual procedures. The bottom line here is that complication rates are higher than many people expect. Another finding that's surprising to some extent is the higher incidence of secondary cancers occurring following radiation. That has been reported in other series. However, this clearly provides a good documentation that there is a higher incidence than would be expected in the general population, amounting to 3 to 4%. So at the end of the day, we have new information that's useful for patients considering their options for treatment. And recognizing the limitations, it still does provide helpful insight into what men can expect. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.